KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies, 62 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny here today with a high of 86. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with a check of the latest state and local news on KJAN. A crash between a large truck and an SUV carrying seven people Friday morning in Ringgold County left five people dead, including three children. The Iowa State Patrol released the names of the victims late Friday evening. Those who died from their injuries included 2-year-old Hayden King, 12-year-old Brianne Baker, 30-year-old Sidney N. King, and 49-year-old Renee Baker, all from Redding, Iowa, and 4-year-old Elizabeth Taylor Lakey of Grand City, Missouri. Injured in the crash was 9-year-old Willie Baker of Redding. All of the crash victims were wearing their seatbelts. Brianne and Willie Baker were flown from the scene by helicopter to Blank Hospital in Des Moines, where Brianne died from her injuries. The others died at the scene. The accident happened at around 10:45 a.m. Friday at the intersection of Highway 2 and Ringgold County Road, P-27. The crash took place when Renee Baker, who was driving a 2015 Mitsubishi Outlander SUV, failed to stop at the intersection as she was traveling north on P-27. Her SUV was struck on the passenger side by a 1993 Peterbilt semi registered to Stamp Construction of Atlantic and driven by 28-year-old Ted Zacharias of Atlantic. The truck had been traveling west on Highway 2. Following the collision, both vehicles ended up in the northwest corner of the intersection in a ditch, with the truck coming to rest on its side. In addition to the five dead and two injured persons in the SUV, 1-year-old child in the vehicle was treated into hospital and released, and another person remained in critical condition. Ted Zacharias was not hurt in that crash. In an update to our story late last month, the Iowa State Patrol said today a truck driver from Tennessee died from injuries he suffered during a crash June 24th on Interstate 80 in Adair County. 61-year-old Charles Delk of Pulaski, Tennessee, who was not wearing a seatbelt, died 2 days later at Mercy Hospital in Des Moines, where he had been transported to by Stewart Rescue. Delk was traveling west on I-80 at around 10:25 a.m. on June 24th near Stewart when he lost control of the 2008 Freightliner semi he was driving. When the semi went into the north ditch, the trailer separated from the tractor and came to rest on its left side. The tractor cab came to rest on its top. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater issued a statement Friday evening with regard to a high-speed pursuit that occurred earlier in the day Friday. In a social media post, Vandewater thanked all the law enforcement agencies who assisted the Iowa State Patrol in their pursuit of a vehicle reported stolen out of South Dakota. Vandewater said a trooper had attempted to stop the vehicle for speeding on Interstate 80 in Adair County, but the driver refused to yield. The suspect left the interstate and drove south from Stewart on the Stewart Road at a high rate of speed. The stolen vehicle was traveling at around 100 miles per hour when the driver failed to negotiate a tight curve near the intersection with Highway 92 east of Greenfield. The vehicle went into and out of a ditch, vaulted over Highway 92, and rolled over. Vandewater said, amazingly, none of the vehicle's occupants were seriously injured. No names have been released at this time. Among the agencies assisting in the pursuit and its aftermath was an officer from the Iowa Department of Transportation's Motor Vehicle Enforcement Division, the Stewart Police Chief, special agents from the State Fire Marshal's Division, deputies from the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office, EMS personnel from Adair County Ambulance, and likely close to a dozen additional state troopers. An investigation into the solicitation of prostitution in Hamburg resulted in the arrest earlier this morning of a man from Page County. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports deputies arrested 40-year-old Reverend Dominic Yamoa of Clarinda after he allegedly tried to get an undercover source to perform sexual acts for cash. Yamoa, who serves as a priest at the St. Clair Parish in Clarinda and St. Joseph Parish in Villisca, was transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center and charged with solicitation. His bond was set at $2,000. The Iowa State Patrol assisted in conducting that investigation. Authorities in southwest Iowa gathered to search for a missing man Friday afternoon. The unidentified individual was eventually located and transported to the Clarinda Regional Health Center for evaluation. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer said the search began when deputies responded at around 3 p.m. to a call for help from a female reporting that her boyfriend needed medical or mental help and was walking down the road on Oak Avenue south of 310th Street in Page County. Personnel from the sheriff's office responded to the area, and as deputies were approaching the area, the man walked into a cornfield. A perimeter was then set up with assistance from law enforcement. Canines and law enforcement personnel searched the area. The man was found thanks to assistance from the Iowa State Patrol, canines and handlers from Montgomery, Fremont, and Taylor County Sheriff's Office, officers of the Clarinda Police Department, and Medair helicopter. Firefighters in Harlan responded Friday afternoon to a structure fire at 508 Baldwin Street in Harlan. Our sister station, KNOD, says the call went out at around 1:30 p.m., and that once fire crews arrived on the scene, they were able to make quick knockdown of the flames. The home's interior sustained smoke and water damage, as well as damage to the roof. 6th and Baldwin Streets in Harlan were blocked off to traffic while firemen were on the scene. Harlan Fire received assistance by crews from the Westphalia and Avoca Fire Departments, Harlan Police, the Shelby County Sheriff's Office, Medevac Ambulance, and Harlan Municipal Utilities. There was no word on what caused the blaze, and no injuries were reported. And Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County arrested a man for driving while revoked late Friday evening. 53-year-old Clint Curtis Johnson of Villisca was arrested in the 100 block of East 6th Street in Villisca just before 10 p.m. Johnson was brought to Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Vernal D. Hendrickson, age 104, of Harlan, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Vernal Hendrickson will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Charles Edward Jacobs, age 84, of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A mass of Christian burial for Charles Jacobs will be today at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Vera Dennis, age 91, of Exira, died Wednesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Vera Dennis will be today at 11 o'clock at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Nick Revis, age 72, of Atlantic, died June 26th. Graveside services for Nick Revis will be today at 11 o'clock at the Maple Hill Cemetery near College Springs. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Forrest C. Tighe, age 90, of Atlantic, died July the 2nd at the Allen House in Atlantic. Memorial services for Forrest Tighe will be today at 1:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic, with Hockenberry Family Care assisting the family. Steve L. Christensen, age 69, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics in Iowa City. Memorial services for Steve Christensen will be today at 2:30 at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. James Stephen Wolfe, age 38, of Minden, died July the 3rd. Funeral services for James Wolfe will be today at 3 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Minden. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Shirley May Davis Nielsen, age 87, of Council Bluffs, a native of Walnut, died Thursday at the Lighthouse at Lakeside Village in Omaha. Funeral services for Shirley Nielsen will be on Monday at 10:30 at St. John's United Church of Christ in Council Bluffs. Cutler O'Neill, Meyer and Woodring Funeral Homes, Bayless Park Chapel in Council Bluffs, is in charge of the arrangements. Marsha A. Schilberg, age 82, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Overland Park Regional Medical Center in Overland Park, Kansas. Funeral services for Marsha Schilberg will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic, with Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. And Jay Hugoveen, age 84, of Griswold, died July the 3rd. A celebration of life service for Jay Hugoveen will be held July 16th at 2 p.m. at the Griswold Community Building. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of the news here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.